Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, looky here. It's the Pat and JT podcast.
Pat and JT podcast.
I know, we're just a little delayed. Just a tiny bit delayed. But it's we are Pat and JT. Thanks for watching. If you're watching,
this is the equivalent of just going to the wrong studio, like literally across town.
Mm-hmm.
But we were sitting in two different virtual studios.
Yeah,
waiting on each other.
Yeah, and I'm like, how rude! She's 25 minutes late, and I'm like,
what is she doing?
No, idiot! She's in the right link that you're not in the right link.
It was so we were here.
Yeah.
But just not at the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
So anywho, yeah. Okay. So we're rolling into St. Patrick's Day weekend. Friend of mine, very excited. She works in emergency room. She says very excited because St. Patrick's Day is on Sunday instead of Saturday. Whew,
oh, man. Yeah, right.
So that just means everybody's going to get drunk on Saturday and still do it on Sunday.
Just,
so.
Just let it roll. Just let it roll.
It's going to be a mess this weekend. So be careful if you're out there. Today, March 15th, Ides of March. Dun, dun. And also a couple of things that happened on this day, which I thought were rather rando. The very first .com was registered on this date in 1985.
85.
And it's still there. What is it called? Symbolics. Symbolics. Symbolics.com.
Who do they, if there's no GoDaddy to register them, how do you even register?
I don't know how they did it. How old's GoDaddy?
Definitely not 85. I don't know.
I mean, how could you start GoDaddy if there were no domains?
Right.
You have to have domains to start GoDaddy, but you need GoDaddy to have domain, right?
Right. If something doesn't exist yet, how do you register it if it's a concept that, I don't know, that's,
I don't know, but if you get a chance, go there, symbolics.com. I can't remember what's on it, but it was kind of interesting. I remember that much. It was late when I discovered it.
Yeah.
You know how that goes, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think symbolics. Oh, there you go. So now you can check up on websites. So you can enter a domain and their AI will generate a quality score. That's what they've turned it into now.
Oh.
So I don't know what it was originally, but
probably not. Probably.
What a weird name, symbolics. I would have called it first.
Yeah. One O-N-E.
First.com.
Yeah. I mean, let's be a little creative, but of course it's a super smart sciencey tech nerd that did it. So they're not thinking of the branding aspect of it.
Symbolics.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what the hell do you want to, what's your logo? Mm-hmm. Symbolics.
Do you have a brand guide?
Yes. So that was on this date. And what else? There's something else that was kind of notable. The world record for holding water holding breath underwater. I'm reading while I'm thinking. Holding breath underwater first was attempted. So somebody was actually trying to do it, right? 13 minutes and 42 seconds.
Jeez.
And that was broken. The current world record is 24 minutes and 37 seconds.
That's impossible. How's that possible? Like, is there like literally no breathing for 24 minutes? Like, how is that even possible? Somebody without oxygen for that long gets brain damage.
Right? Crazy. I may have to look this up because something just popped in my head. Wasn't there something about Kate Winslet doing that? I'm sorry. I know.
When she Titanic, when she was filming Titanic?
Kate Winslet holding breath. Kate Winslet reportedly held her breath for 7 minutes and 15 seconds on the set of Avatar, The Way of Water. Some of the movie scenes were filmed underwater and apparently there was some preparation. I don't know how you prepare for it, but I'm sure it's the same way you prepare for eating 92 hot dogs.
Stretch your lungs, stretch your tummy.
Right.
Yeah.
So it can be done. But anyway, so yeah, rando facts of the day for you.
Yeah. That so. Is this Sunday is Bennett's first St. Patrick's Day as a 21, legal 21. I'm not saying that it's the first St. Patrick's Day that he's had a drink, but I'm saying it's the first one that he's actually going to be able to go with his buddies to the bar.
Has he bought his beads already?
Oh, I'm sure. I know. Probably not. I don't know. I'll have to fill him in on that. Talk to him about the beads. Oh, he probably knows.
Okay. Just make sure he understands.
Yeah.
What he's asking for when he starts throwing those around.
Yeah. Right. Well, he does that one time. And then he's going to be big. She's going to look like Flava Flav with all these. It's like, what? I got this. And like, nobody.
Look at these beads, man.
One day a year. Don't take those to the bar every weekend because it doesn't happen.
That'd be awesome. Okay. Good deal. Okay.
There was something kind of funny this a couple weeks ago. Schick and Nick. Everybody knows Schick and Nick. Mick. Schick and Mick. They don't know that show. Schick and Nick Baugh. They have a podcast with us called The Schick and Nick Show. 2 weeks ago, they were talking about the show Saved by the Bell, and there was a character on there named Jeff. I don't remember Jeff. Jeff was like a whatever. He's worked at
one of the lesser characters, right?
Yeah, he worked at the Max, just like a little side worker. And yeah. It was like a 45-second conversation. They mentioned him and referenced Chris Hansen, and Chris Hansen also has a podcast on our network.
Why'd they reference Chris Hansen?
Here's the clip. Here's the clip, and I'll play it. This is from their episode 2 weeks ago where they mentioned this whole thing. Here we go.
Okay. Jeff Hunter says here he briefly dated Kelly Kapowski after she broke up with Zach. Even though it hurt Zach, eventually was happy for Kelly, told Jeff to be sure he treated her right. He still didn't trust him completely. Nor did America. I'll put that on the poll. Did you ever trust Jeff completely?
Well, first of all, was Jeff in high school? Like, there was an element of, like, Chris Hansen need to show up at the Max. He's like, what are you doing here? Why don't you take a seat?
Take a seat. I'm actually working here at the Max. I know. Just take a seat. I'll put that on the poll. Should Jeff have been on To Catch a Predator?
I don't know what's better about that, what they're saying or Nick's laugh at the end.
So what they're saying is Jeff was much older than all the kids that were on the show.
Jeff's character was much older. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Now I get it. Cause I knew the show mm-hmm. wasn't exactly in my wheelhouse. But I'm very much familiar with the show and the major players in it.
Yeah. And he was not a major player. I don't remember him at all. I don't remember that little story arc or anything. And I loved that show. So,
right. And I have no idea, but now that you say that, okay. So he was much older than all the other characters who were supposedly high school students.
Yes. And
So he mentioned
Chris Hansen. I'm thinking, oh,
we have his Predators show.
We do. The Predators I've Caught. This is a podcast on the Herdette Media Network.
And so course you have to say, hey, Chris, they're talking about you.
Mm-hmm. And I said, well, and I'm like, he's a nice guy. His producers are nice. They'll do things to help promote other stuff on the network. So I'm like, hey, can you listen to this clip and can you react to this clip? Because the guys will lose their mind. And it happened this week. And this is how it went down.
Is this them hearing it for the first time?
This is them hearing it. Well, Matt, I think, heard it before because I had to send it to him. But I think this is the first time Nick heard it.
Okay.
And this is them on their podcast revealing they got a video from Chris Hansen.
Cool. Okay.
It's awesome.
We said on this show that Jeff from Saved by the Bell was too old for Kelly Kapowski and should have been on. We put it on the poll, on the show poll on Twitter. Should Jeff have been on To Catch a Predator?
Yes.
And I got this text from our colleagues, Chris Gorman, Pat Safford. Safford sent us the text. He does a lot of our behind the scenes, publishes our stuff.
Yep.
He sent us this video in the text. I'm going to play the audio for you. And yes, it is who you think it is. Let's listen together.
Jeff Hunter. Why does that name sound so suspiciously familiar? Maybe because your secret screen names are Jeff from the Max and the Huntsman? What do you mean by the Huntsman? Jeff, Chris Hansen here of Hansen versus Predators, To Catch a Predator, have a seat with Chris Hansen, my streaming crime network, True Blue, all the rest. Now, Jeff, I'm gonna need you to have a seat right over there. I was looking for you one time at the Max. forgot about it for a little while. Then I heard Chick and Nick talk about the incident with Kelly. How old is Kelly? I've got the transcripts here. You say things like, I want to blank your blank. I can't control my horny level. It goes on and on. Things I can't say here on the TV. The sort of behavior, Jeff, that could lead you to meet me in a dark kitchen someplace for an interrogation. You having to call Chick and Nick to throw your bail. Do you think they'd do that? Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. And that's the point, Jeff. Behave yourself. And if you can manage that, I'll let you go just this once. But I'll be watching, and I'll see you soon with new Predator investigations out now. On True Blue, my streaming crime network, podcast, Predators I've Caught. Don't be in them, Jeff. Just watch and listen to them. In the meantime, as I mentioned, I'll be watching out for you. So stay safe, stay healthy, and stay out of trouble, son, won't you?
Okay, that was Chris Hansen from To Catch a Predator.
Incredible.
Who is a part of Herd App Media. It's Predators I've Caught. And it's a podcast you could download yourself. Chris Hansen, he is a colleague of ours.
How about that?
Shame on me for not knowing that. Like, I'm in my own little bubble here.
Me too.
The Herd App Media Enterprise
is so big. It's growing. It's huge. I didn't know.
Chris Hansen. We've caught Chris Hansen in our web of Herd App.
Wow.
And he's a colleague of ours, and he put out a video about Jeff.
From Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
That was very well done, Chris Hansen. That was perfect. If I'm Jeff, I better watch it.
You know, we usually say, hey, great job. Take the rest of the day off. Chris, you did such a great job. Have a seat.
Have a seat. Let's take a seat.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I have so many things I'm taking away from this. First off, we need a new game called 6 Degrees of Herd App Media.
Six. That's a good one. Okay.
Right. 6 Degrees of Herd App Media, because now we can connect Chick and Nick with Chris Hansen. We can we can connect Pat and JT with Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
Your colleague, right?
Mm-hmm.
So very cool. So that means we can also connect all of his little crime buddies also with our show, which is crazy. So we're just like 2 or 3 degrees away from crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like really crazy shit. And then Nick's shirt. I just want to point out that is one of the nicer NASCAR shirts I've seen in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Did you listen to the logos?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, what, NASA?
I'm like, God, you got sponsors? What the hell? What's going on?
Just product placement ads. That's all.
I'm like, what is going on with the NASCAR shirt, Nick? I didn't know. So, yay for him. But that was hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny.
Oh, my God. Now, my next, see, I guess we really, 6 degrees. We're probably 6 degrees from... Oh, easily. I'm going to say 6 degrees from the Markles in Montecito.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Maybe Melissa Rivers. Probably knows somebody that knows somebody.
Well, Melissa
because
Rivers.
Talked so to.
Melissa Rivers, her mom was invited to Prince Charles' wedding and went to the wedding.
In the 80s.
Diana. The second.
Oh, with Camilla?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I don't know if that counts.
I don't know if I would have put those two in the same timeline.
Yeah, they're
for some reason in my world, Joan had already passed away before they got married.
Mm-mm. She has letters from him and has the invitation and has all that stuff. Yeah.
So Melissa to her mom to Prince Charles. Yeah, to Harry.
So yeah,
you could probably end up getting there. The reason why I bring that up is because. This weekend, or this last week, a new Insta showed up, and it is called American Riviera. What's that?
I saw that this morning. Yeah.
And there's the thing is it when it came out, and I think now, let me look here real quick, American Riviera Orchard, Montecito. And then you go to the website. There's nothing there right now. It's just that brand, and it lets you sign up to join the wait list.
I'm sure you already did.
I have absolutely. So I'm waiting to see what I'm going to get from that. But there's three of them that were listed of that American Riviera Montecito. It's like and each one is one's American Montecito underscore or American. I'm sorry, American what American Riviera underscore American Riviera Orchard with an X at Orchards instead of an S and X. And then the main one, I think. Let me see where it's at right now. With their followers. Let me see. Because it was like 180,000 last I checked. Is that the right one? No, it's not. This might take me a hot second. But it was funny is the comments, because you know who is famous for her calligraphy, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. When you see the logo, you'll know why I said that. And there are people going, ugh, the calligraphy, my God. You know, it was just hilarious. I mean, that's how I imagine they wrote it. But anyway. But let's see, there's three of them up here. And the first one has, I'm taking back, 146,000 followers on the main one, American Riviera Orchard. And then the lesser ones, oh, gosh, it needs to reboot here for a second. There we go. 4,000 followers on the Orchards with an X. And then the last one, I don't know, you know, obviously there's going to be people that are trying to copy it. 190 followers on the other one.
I mean, how exhausting that to have somebody come out with a new concept and you instantly think about how you can screw people over and get them over to here to what end?
Yeah.
Then you start stealing their content.
Stealing their content. That's exactly it. Get some clicks, steal some content.
So dumb. So,
anyway, so it does say on that page, though, American Riviera, that it says, you know, the Duchess of Sussex, which, remember, she so desperately wanted to separate herself, and now she's embracing the Duchess of Sussex again. So we'll see where that goes. But anywho.
I'm just letting them, I know we're, it's because you were in the wrong room. We were running late, so I'm just letting our meeting know that we're running minutes late.
Thanks. I heard that bing, and I just dismissed it. Sorry. Yeah.
Hold on, let me finish that. Let me write that. She dismissed the game because she doesn't care.
In other words, okay. Blew you off.
Yeah, she blew you off. Okay, perfect.
So anyway, I thought that's one to keep your eyeballs on. So we'll see what happens there with the Insta. And one last thing, there's a new show out on Peacock, and it's called Apples Never Fall.
Okay.
If you haven't heard of it, it was just released yesterday. And Annette Bening is in it. And some other familiar faces that you'll see. I'm on episode 2. I started it yesterday morning because it was finally available. So far, so good. It's really good. Just, I like Annette Bening.
Mm-hmm, same.
Something about her. I really like her. And I wanted to see it. And once you get into it, it's like, it's a real good whodunit. You'll love it. So
sweet.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Brian said we're more important than a meeting anyways. Did you mean me or both of us? No, never mind. That's okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, so apologies for being late and being in the wrong rooms.
Yeah. Next week, we'll start a few minutes early.
That would be something to put in the book.
Yeah. All right, you guys, have a happy St. Patty's Day. Yeah. Have a safe weekend. Thanks for listening, watching, whatever. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Have a great one. See you later.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.